Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba. This beautiful silsila called the Islamic way of life. Inshallah, we discuss various topics related to our daily life, which will inshallah help us improve our Islamic life. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's now begin with the virtue of Durood and Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in his Mubarak Hadith, that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the five pillars of Islam. Subhanallah. Islam is a religion of peace, prosperity, affection, kindness, sympathy, and sacrifices, whose building stands and is based upon the five sacred pillars, alhamdulillah. One who believes and practices upon these pillars is a true, meaningful Muslim. The pillars of Islam are the framework of the Muslim life. They are the shahada, meaning testimony of faith, salah, which is the prayers, and zakat, it is charity, sawm, meaning fasting, and hajj, pilgrimage to the Holy Kaaba. Each pillar carries immense significance and obligatory upon the financial and physical capability of a believer. Value of a thing is determined by the benefit it provides, and Islam and its benefits for humanity are countless. Each and every commandment of Islam indeed has much wisdom behind it, from making mention of any of Allah's names to looking at the faces of your parents with affection. Every teaching of Islam is beneficial either for an individual or for a society as a whole. Islam is not like those religions whose only focus upon soul and detest flesh. No, is like those which always took a look at the body and neglect the soul. Being a perfect religion, Islam pays due attention to every aspect of life. For Islam, soul and body are important, as are the individual rights and collective benefits of a society. Inshallah, we'll focus and discuss the five pillars of Islam, the very five significant actions to be performed in Islam. The name pillars of Islam is enough to comprehend their significance. If Islam is a structure, then this structure is standing on these five pillars. The five pillars are declaration of faith, salah, fasting, dissipation of zakat, and hajj pilgrimage. Inshallah, we'll discuss each and every pillar of Islam in detail. The first and foremost is the shahada, the testimony of faith. The shahada is the first and most important pillar of Islam. It is the most fundamental belief, which is a declaration of faith and trust that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that there is no Lord except Allah Almighty and the beloved last Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the true messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. The first part means that none is worthy to be worshipped but Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and that Allah Azza wa Jal has neither partner nor any son. The second part of the belief asserts that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah azza wa jal, in accepting the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last of all prophets, we Muslims believe that his prophethood confirms and completes all of the revealed messages, beginning with that of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, as it has been already mentioned that each pillar is obligatory according to the financial and physical capability of a believer. But this is the pillar which is mandatory and essential to follow, because without testifying and admitting shahada from a person's heart, no person can become a Muslim. That is why it is prohibited in Islam to force someone to accept Islam, unless he wants to do it with his own will, and he can only enter into the folds of Islam by testifying and admitting the words of shahada. Subhanallah. Such is the beauty of Islam, alhamdulillah. And the second pillar of Islam, we discussed the first pillar of Islam, which is the testimony of faith, meaning the shahada. And the second pillar of Islam is salah, meaning the mandatory prayers. The second pillar, the five daily prayers, signifies the believer's submission to Allah Azza wa Jal and shows as public physical evidence of the believer's adherence to Islam. This is the most important pillar of Islam after shahada, and every sane male and female Muslim must perform five daily prayers as per the time prescribed by Sharia. Muslim must wash before every prayer, which is called ablution, meaning wudu, and it is also mandatory to perform wudu properly. The names of five prayers are Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. The Fajr Salah is performed before sunrise. Zuhr is performed in the midday after the sun has passed its highest point. And Asr is the evening prayer. And Maghrib is the evening prayer after sunset. And Isha is the night prayer. Subhanallah. One must offer prayers at their specific times through Salah. A Muslim maintains his relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, comes to remember him often and avoids falling into sins. Dear brothers and sisters, Salah is the pillar of Islam. Salah protects people from diseases. Salah is the source of blessings and in sustenance. Salah averts the torment of hell. Salah is the light in the pitched dark grave. Allahu Akbar. These are some of the benefits of Salah. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, he mentions the hadith in his famous book, Laws of Salah, on page 100, that the beloved and blessed Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that on the Day of Judgment, the very first question that will be asked to a man out of his deeds will be about salah. If his salah is correct, he will succeed. And if it is incomplete, he will be disgraced and will suffer loss. Allahu Akbar. Another hadith says, the one who secures his salah, the salah will be nur and light, evidence and salvation for him on the Day of Judgment. And the one who does not protect it, there will be no light for him, no evidence or salvation for him on the Day of Judgment. And such a person will be kept with Pharaoh, Qarun, Haman and Ubay ibn Khalaf on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us fortunate and counts it amongst those whose salah has accepted. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, on the Day of Judgment, first of all questions will be regarding salah. It is stated in the blessed hadith that on the Day of Judgment, first of all, a person will be asked a question about his salah. Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated about the blessed hadith that undoubtedly salah is a sign of iman, an important act of worship. Subhanallah. A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked question about the best deed three times. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, three times the same, that salah is the best deed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, let's listen to the blessed sayings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for motivation. It is mentioned in the hadith that salah with jama'ah, with congregation, is 27 times greater than a salah offered alone. And this is the hadith of Sahih Bukhari. And in the second hadith, it is mentioned that whoever performs wudu properly, walks for the obligatory salah and offers salah led by the imam, his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. And then the third hadith, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that when a bondsman offers salah with jama'ah, begs for his needs from Allah, Allah azza wa jal does not like that his bondsman returns before his need is fulfilled. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, we should also develop the habit of performing 5 times daily salah in masjid with jama'ah, with congregation. You must have noticed that even the handicapped and elderly people, despite their physical impairment, approach the masjid anyway and offer salah the way they can afford, they can arrange, and they are capable of. Allahu Akbar. Despite them being handicapped, despite the old age, they still make the necessary effort to avail themselves, to present themselves in the masjid, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What holds us, dear brothers, who are safe and sound, who are in good health in our youth, Allahu Akbar, to present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for daily salah? There is no excuse for us. If such individuals, despite facing such a great trouble, prefer to offer salah with congregation, then we, to the greatest degree, to the greater extent, should perform our salah with jama'ah. Worldly, we try to excel each other today. For example, if we happen to see someone's luxurious house, we have a desire to have a house like that. If we happen to see someone with excellent dress or attire, we have a desire to dress like that. When we see someone's flourishing businesses, it makes our mouth water. In short, we have become excessively greedy for worldly wealth, that we sigh and bemoan all day and night and in pursuit of wealth, and do not even take a single pause when acquiring wealth. Allahu Akbar. Would that by seeing someone doing virtuous deeds, so we also feel greed for good deeds? Alhamdulillah. This should be our attitude, that we should try to excel in our deeds and virtues instead of running after the worldly virtues. If only having seen others going to the masjid, we could also long for performing 5 times daily salah in the masjid with congregation, having seen others going to the masjid, we could also become amongst those who have devotion to the masjid. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala undertook long journeys, and during facing the trials and suffering of traveling, etc., he never missed a single jama'ah, a single congregation, let alone missing any salah. The fortunate Islamic brothers who offer all 5 times salah by virtue of its blessing, Allah Azza wa Jal bestows, cure upon them from diseases. Nowadays, such new diseases are affecting people. COVID-19 has shown us practically that what can happen at any given time. Our lives can be taken away, our health can be taken away, the names of which have never even been heard before. Allahu Akbar. Despite spending hundreds of thousands of rupees and dollars, these diseases are spreading like wildfire. Acting upon the sayings of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we offer salah regularly, so we can attain salvation from the diseases, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has so beautifully said, undoubtedly, salah has cure. Subhanallah. Salah has cure. So what are we waiting for? Wouldn't we look for cure in salah? Inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers, after the obligation of salah, after the second pillar of Islam, the third pillar of Islam is zakah, giving charity, which is obligatory. zakah or almsgiving is the third pillar of Islam, and it is mandatory on every Muslim who is financially strong and has income which is equal to the amount prescribed by Sharia, meaning the nisab, besides the expenditures. The amount is set at 1/40th or 2.5% of the value all owned by a Muslim. The purpose of zakat is that the wealth should not only circulate around the rich, but the needs of needy people can also be satisfied with zakat, inshallah azza wa jal. This will create a balance in the society and eliminate poverty gradually. On the other hand, the rich should not think that they are doing a favor on the poor people by giving them zakat, whereas they are completing the obligatory act as per the commandment of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, pay zakah out of your possession of wealth, it will purify you. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, the significance of zakah can be observed by the fact that salah and zakat have been mentioned together in the Holy Quran 32 times. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Besides this, the fortunate zakat-giving person receives great blessing and benefits of this world and the hereafter. Not giving zakah is a cause of destruction of wealth. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has beautifully stated that the wealth that has got destroyed in the land and sea, it has got destroyed because of not giving zakat. Allahu Akbar. At another place, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that wealth of zakat will destroy the wealth in which it will be present. The nation which does not give zakat can suffer from troubles collectively. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the nation which will not give zakat, Allah azza wa jal will make it suffer from drought. Dear brothers, the fourth pillar of Islam, which is fasting in the month of Ramadan. The fourth pillar of Islam is sawm, meaning fasting, in which Muslims have to fast in the sacred month of Ramadan. The believer is supposed to refrain from food, drink, and intercourse during fasting hours. Fasting is necessary for every Muslim that has reached the age of puberty. The goal of fasting is to increase one's piety and also to experience the pain and hunger experienced by the poor, needy and helpless. How often is it that we get to experience this? It is only in the month of fasting, in the month of Ramadan, through fasting, we get to realize and internalize what pain and suffering the poor community of Muslims goes through. And in turn, inshallah, we become merciful towards them and we exercise charity and give them in charity so they can open their fast, inshallah, as well as we. Subhanallah. This is how we create this bond among the brothers in Islam. Alhamdulillah, in our community, we strengthen our bond through fasting. Our bond between Islamic brothers can also be further strengthened, alhamdulillah, as we get to feel what they go through, inshallah, azza wa jal. Apart from that, this is also a great exercise for the human body, as we eat useless things all year, and by observing fast, we can improve our digestive system. In the sacred month of Ramadan, prices decrease in the global markets to facilitate Muslims in this holy month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, this is a blessing of Allah. Fasting is a special gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are countless benefits of fasting. It is beneficial for our spiritual, social, physical well-being, and it keeps us away from various diseases and keeps our health strong. Along with this, there are lots of spiritual benefits of fasting. Inshallah, we can observe these benefits only through fasting. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers, fasting strengthens one's belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. A fasting person does not eat or drink anything, even if he is sitting alone and nobody is watching him, because he knows that Allah is watching him. This strong belief of a fasting person gives a practical outcome of fasting, which is not possible in the case of other worships. Just imagine that you are going through the hunger and the thirst, and the only thing keeping you from consuming anything is the divine pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. As salah, hajj and other Islamic deeds are physically shown to people, and one cannot hide these from common people, but fasting is the act which we can do secretly only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is not shown to anybody. If we are hungry, it is not noticed by anybody. It goes unnoticed. But it is something that is between us and Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. This is, alhamdulillah, the peak of devotion when it is only kept between us and Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows of our state and our devotion in His court. Alhamdulillah. There is no need to show anybody. Only Allah Azza wa Jal sees what we do for His pleasure and for His sake. Fasting is the compensation for all previous sins, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that if anyone fasts in the month of Ramadan, realizing its limits and avoiding what should be avoided, this will compensate for all his previous sins. Dear viewers, the reward of fasting is far more than the reward of other good deeds. It is stated that the reward of every good deed is from 10 to 700 times. But it is not so in the case of fasting. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, that fast is for me and I will give its reward myself. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Fasting is a shield against sins and protects a person from wrongdoing. When a person thinks about doing something wrong, then suddenly his mind rejects this thought by thinking that he is in fast, in the state of fasting. Allahu Akbar. As fasting constantly reminds us that we are being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. That's what keeps us from eating or drinking anything, from doing any evil acts. Before we do that, we are reminded, yes, we are in the state of fast, Allahu Akbar. For example, a fasting person does not reply to abusive language to a person who is shouting on him due to his fast, because he knows, I am fasting, let me not reply to this, you know, in the same manner. And inshallah, by observing patience, a fasting person is given more reward. Fast is a source of keeping a person away from hellfire, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that anyone who fasts a day for Allah's pleasure, Allah Azza wa Jal will move him as far away from hell as is the distance a baby crow covers, flying continuously until it grows old and dies. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the extent of reward that we are given for fasting? The researchers found that crow lives for a very long time. And according to a report, the life of a crow exceeds even 500 years. The fasting person is rewarded by Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner, that all of his deeds are being considered as worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, even his sleep. As Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the sleep of a fasting person is worship. His silence is tasbih, and his prayers are answered and his deeds are accepted. Subhanallah. Not only this, but all of his body parts are engaged in the tasbih of Allah Azza wa Jal. As in a blessed hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully stated that if anyone is in the state of fast in the morning, the gates of heaven are open for him. This body part of his makes tasbih, and angels in the first sky pray for his forgiveness until sunset. And if a fasting person says Subhanallah 70,000 angels will write reward for him until sunset. Subhanallah, such immense is the reward of fasting. Allahu Akbar. We think that fasting, we go through hunger, all of this is in the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu. We are being observed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for each sacrifices that we make during our fast, inshallah, we will be rewarded by our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, the fifth pillar of Islam, which is Hajj pilgrimage, meaning Hajj, which is a pilgrimage to the Holy Kaaba, which is offered in the month of Dhul-Hijjah to the holy city of Makkah Mukarramah. This is a journey of hardship, and pilgrimage to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal is mandatory for every Muslim who is physically and financially capable of making the journey and to complete the prescribed rites required to make a Hajj. Subhanallah. One who has completed the journey of Hajj is called a Haji. Subhanallah. Hajj is the congregational ceremony of all the Muslims, alhamdulillah, where every Muslim from every race, speaking different languages, from different regions, they all collect and accumulate, alhamdulillah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sacred city of Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara, alhamdulillah. And they all are dressed in the ihram, and they all look the same. And this is the message of unity that we can send as the Muslim Ummah, as the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Islam unites all. And alhamdulillah, at this occasion, our strength and our unity is shown, alhamdulillah, that we are the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying in one voice, labbaik Allahumma, labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka, labbaik, Allahu Akbar. This is the strength and the gathering, the largest gathering of the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is our devotion in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fifth pillar of Islam and our worship in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawat Islami, while mentioning the excellence of Hajj, he quotes a hadith in his book Rafiq al-Haramain on page 18. By the way, dear viewers, this is the book that can be your true companion if you are going to make Hajj, inshallah. And this handbook of Hajj, Rafiq al-Haramain, inshallah, will keep you guided, will keep you inspired, inshallah, and provide Sharia guidance for you at each and every step of the way, inshallah, azza wa jal. So please get yourself a copy of it, either a physical copy, you can purchase it from Maktabatul Madina, or download it from dawatislami.net, the website of Dawat Islami, free of cost, inshallah, azza wa jal. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has beautifully stated that the haji, meaning a person who performs hajj, will also intercede for his 400 family members and will be as free from sins as he was on the day he was born. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the haji is forgiven, and the one for whom the haji asks for forgiveness is also forgiven. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that this house, meaning Baytullah, the house of Allah, is one of the five pillars of Islam. So whoever performs Hajj of Baytullah or performs Umrah, so he is at the mercy of Allah. Therefore, if he dies, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter paradise. And if he returns to his home safely, he will return with reward and benefit, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, and performing Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah is an obligation upon the people who have the means to reach it. And whoever disbelieves, meaning Hajj being an obligation, then Allah is independent of the entire world. Allahu Akbar. In order to perform this obligatory action, every year millions of Muslims wear simple and similar attire, irrespective of their color and race, forgetting their disagreements, and gather on the blessed land of Haram. This moment is not less than a great blessing for the Hajis, meaning the Hajj pilgrims. And because Allah Azza wa Jal bestows special benefits upon these fortunate people, When Muslims hear about these blessings and favors, they also develop the deep desire and yearning for the visit to these sacred lands. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, let's listen to four hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the virtues of Hajj and the excellence with which the Hajis are blessed with. Allahu Akbar. In the first hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, a Haji will intercede on behalf of 400 Muslims of his family members and will get out of his sins as if he was born from the womb of his mother that day. In the second hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, perform Hajj because Hajj washes away sins as water washes away dirt. And in the third hadith, the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, when you meet a Haji, greet him and shake hands with him and ask him to make dua for your forgiveness before he enters his home because he has been forgiven. Subhanallah. And finally, in the last hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, in the fourth hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, the one who leaves with the intention for Hajj and then dies, Allah azza wa jal will write the reward of the one who performs Hajj till the day of judgment. And the one who leaves with the intention of Umrah and then dies, so Allah Azza wa Jal will write for him the reward of the one who performs Umrah till the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Such immense, dear viewers, is the reward of making Hajj in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to adhere to these five pillars of Islam and hold it near and dear to our hearts, which will add beauty to our Islamic life, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we will be showered with the mercy of Allah, azza wa jal. And the light of Islam will be entering our hearts through fulfilling these obligations in the court of Allah, azza wa jal. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Until then, please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.